In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It is about time, man.
Right?
Wow.
206?
I didn't ask you what time it was. Hello, I said, Samuel. It's about time.
You tall drink of water? Where have you been?
Hello!
Where have you both been?
We're back!
I'm the only constant.
Well, we're back.
It's great to have the band back together.
Constant or incontinent?
Incompetent. I said incompetent.
Depends on the time of the day.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Anyway, good to have the band back together. Hello, everybody.
It's so good to be back together.
Nice and snowy outside.
Oh,
finally
yeah.
Feels like winter.
Welcome home. We're all going
to
die.
I was out trying to give myself a heart attack this morning. I was shoveling the sidewalks and the driveway.
I thought we talked about this.
So we did talk about this, but let me explain something to you. So I can't believe I'm telling this story. Last night at about 8:30, I'm on the phone with a good friend. We're just talking. And the doorbell rings. Well, you know what that means in my house. Everybody to the floor.
Right.
Then I come out. I was in the study talking to my friend. And I said to T, I go, was that the doorbell? And she goes, yeah. And then there's this aggressive knock on the door.
Yeah.
And I mean aggressive. And nobody's answering the door. I think they knew we were in the house. Lights were on.
Yeah.
TV was on.
They're waiting you out.
And I kind of do the little peek around the corner of the window, and there's a big white truck in my driveway.
Uh-oh.
I know. Then there's another ring on the doorbell. So now we've got two doorbell rings and one aggressive knock.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at T and I go, what is going on? Then there's another aggressive knock on the door.
Yeah.
And I looked at T and I go, I'm not kidding you. This is how paranoid I get. I go get the 9mm.
Oh, come on. Scott Parks.
I swear to God.
We're going in.
What did they want?
We don't know, but after we had time to think it over, and I told my friend, I'm like, I'm gonna have to call you back. He goes, I heard 9mm. And I go, I'll call you back. We think they were in the neighborhood soliciting to shovel driveways.
Of course.
But it was 8:30 at night. And these knocks were aggressive.
Oh, 8:30 at night, all bets are off. I would say no to the 8:30 at night.
That's what I mean.
That's
and
odd.
And when I say the knocks were aggressive, it was like this.
Right.
And I'm sorry about that. Boy, that vibrated. It,
that was aggressive,
badly.
Actually.
That's how they were knocking on the door. Dogs going crazy. I'm thinking, who is this and why are they so persistent?
It's
so
pitch black
the
outside.
The moral of the story, honestly, after you just took us to Branson, is you have no idea what they wanted. So you shoveled snow this morning?
First of all, I didn't take you to Branson. That trip was worth it. And yes, I shoveled snow this morning.
The incident of sudden heart attack spikes some 16% in men of a certain age when it snows, particularly if it's a larger storm. It leads to a 34% rise in deaths.
By certain age, do you mean AARP candidates?
In one study on men, the average shovelful weighs, you want to guess?
20 pounds.
16 pounds. That's 16 pounds per shovel, 12 lifts a minute for 10 minutes. Basically, that adds up, Scott, to almost 2,000 pounds, the weight of a subcompact SUV.
Sounds like a good workout to me.
A shoveler's heart rate
trip to the gym
increases up to 97% of his maximum heart rate, more than when the same person does a treadmill test at the same maximum exertion. Because with the snow, you have the weight, the exertion. Most men who have maybe been sedentary up to this point, they're like, I'm going to go shovel. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect storm of stop doing that.
It's also a higher stress time because it's the holiday season. How am I going to pay for the gifts this year?
You've been drinking. Listen, if you grew up listening to Duran Duran, it's over. Stop shoveling snow.
No respectable man grew up listening to Duran Duran.
You know what I'm saying.
If you grew up listening to Prince or Poison, you probably don't need to be shoveling snow in your driveway.
Anyone 45 to 50 or older with known or hidden heart disease, especially people who are habitually sedentary, the activity is, quote, extremely dangerous. That's from a cardiologist.
See, I got up yesterday and I put on all my snow gear. I got out to the garage ready to shovel the driveway, and then it dawned on me. I don't have a snow shovel.
Oh, sounds like someone needs to go to Strasser Hardware.
So I was getting ready to go to the hardware store, but I thought to myself, no point in going now. Why would I shovel before it stops snowing? Fun fact, if it snows all day, by 5 p.m., all of the hardware stores around you are out of shovels.
Is there a safer way to clear your driveway? Yes. Bullet point number one, pay the neighbor kid.
Answer the door.
Pay the neighbor kid is number one. Number two, push, don't lift.
That's what I do. I'm a snow pusher.
Okay.
So, you know, it had already somewhat melted this morning. And so I would just get out, push it, and I wasn't a heaver today.
Bullet point number four, avoid heavy meals, smoking, or alcohol before and after shoveling.
Wasn't a problem.
And if you have pain or discomfort anywhere from the belly button up, stop.
More than normal?
Right? I mean, none of us getting any younger.
You talking about drinking, or are you talking about the pain north of the belly button?
I'm not pointing to any of those in particular.
Any heavy snow over 7 inches is linked to much higher odds of men having heart attacks.
Yeah.
Now, I think because statistically it's mostly men that are shoveling.
That's right. That's exactly
not right. That I wouldn't shovel, which, by the way, I just have to say, my man came and shoveled a path from the front door downstairs to the sidewalk so that we could get out of here last night. Mm-hmm. And then while he was at it, shoveled around Scott's car because he said, you know, his knees aren't good and I'm afraid he's going to slip and fall and die. And then that's more work for me.
So it's all about you.
Uh-huh.
I ended up leaving last night and the snowplow guy was already in the parking lot. And, you know, he's going crazy. I mean, he's speeding through the parking lot.
He's with the big old blade.
He's got places to be, people to see. And he's almost done with the parking lot when I walk out last night. And I get to my car and there were like three of us that had parked next to each other. Obviously he can't plow between the cars and stuff like that. And as I get to my car, I notice that somebody has used a shovel to carve a path to my driver's side door. And I thought it was the guy who was plowing the parking lot last night.
So did I.
And I looked over at him and I literally said out loud, I go, how nice of you. Now, he didn't hear me. He couldn't have heard me. He was into the plow.
Right.
But I just looked over and I go, how nice of you.
Thank you.
I did not realize that was Johnny. So when you get home tonight, please tell him I said thank you.
I will.
That was very kind.
I wouldn't even have known it, but he did run into our boss and he said, hey, I just want to let you know.
I'm not crazy.
I'm not. If Roxanne says anything that there was a strange guy with a shovel out there,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even know we had a shovel. Sam, I'm with you.
Well, it's my first year in a house, and
yeah.
I have like a metal shovel because I had to dig the cars out at the apartment complex every once in a while, but I am not putting a metal shovel on my concrete driveway.
How about we all just pay the neighbor kid?
I am the neighbor kid.
Well, and for everybody on the text line who is saying, Scott, why don't you do what normal people do and answer the door? When somebody is aggressively knocking on your door at 8:30 at night, no.
I'm with you, Scott, on that. I'm telling you, I think you are paranoid sometimes.
I can be.
We're all a little crazy on this show, but I do believe at 8:30, there is no reason to aggressively knock unless it's the fire department or the police department and there is some sort of emergent situation.
And I need to remind you, it was the doorbell, then the aggressive knock, then the doorbell again, then the aggressive knock.
See, that says to me, your house is on fire. Like when it's something that's aggressive like that, because I've had one friend survive a house fire and it was a big burly guy at the door that was boom, 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 boom. And they too thought they were about to be murdered. And then he started screaming, get out, your house is on fire.
Nobody screamed anything.
Yeah, very sus.
Mm-hmm. And so hence the T. Go get the 9mm.
Okay, I don't know that we need to do that.
From the text line, if you ain't drinking and smoking while you're shoveling, what are you even doing?
What are you even doing?
There's an RV, Clark.
Yeehaw!
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I love animals. I'm going to tell you right now, I love animals.
So do I.
I'm a birder.
Well.
I love all things animal.
Okay.
But how far would you go to stop and help an animal in the wild that appears to be injured?
Like a distance or time?
Both.
Probably a couple miles.
A man was bitten on the face and hands by a raccoon he tried to save this weekend.
Oh, you can't do that with those animals.
It then tested positive for rabies.
Yeah.
The man found the injured raccoon and attempted to bring it to a nature center himself. He wrapped the raccoon in his coat and held it against his chest.
Bad decision after bad decision.
As he drove for more than an hour.
Hey, what's your name? My name's Buddy. Does someone need a hug?
So during the drive, again, 1 hour. He drives to take this raccoon. You know, he probably Googled whatever nature center. Well, it's an hour away. Come on, little buddy. During the drive, the raccoon bit him on his face and hands. So he then takes the raccoon home, grabs a blanket, wraps the animal in the blanket with duct tape before getting back on the road with an injured animal and driving back to the nature center.
Well, he probably needed to take the animal to the animal center to have it tested for rabies to see if he needed to be treated for rabies.
The raccoon, God love this man, had to be euthanized less than 48 hours later because it had rabies. Staff members say the man's actions endangered volunteers, staff members, and children at the nature. He literally ran in with it.
Because he's dumb.
While the finder's heart was in the right place, he put himself, his family. Oh, God, did he have kids in the car? This says his family, our staff, volunteers, and visitors at risk. Experts stress that if you find an animal injured or not that needs assistance, maybe you don't wrap it up in the wild.
I love him.
And I love animals. Scott, you know I love animals.
I don't disagree with you. What I'm saying is he may have done something stupid so that the animal could be tested for rabies to see if he needed to be tested for rabies.
Why not just
go get tested for rabies?
Or call somebody. Didn't we have a guy locally? Wasn't it Lenexa that wanted to raise raccoons? He wants to make it legal to feed them and house them and have them as pets. He loves them.
I don't know if it's Lenexa, but it is Kansas, yes.
It's right around here.
Yep.
And, you know, we spoke with somebody from zoo or someplace that said, you know, these are wild animals.
Well, but once dogs were wild animals.
Well, but you can't domesticate a raccoon. Just like you can't domesticate a lion. Did you see that in, was that Bangladesh that some idiot, I hate to say it, God rest his soul. He climbed into the enclosure this week.
Right.
Have you seen the video?
I've read the story.
There's video.
I just wanted a selfie.
He climbs into the enclosure and then there's a tree in there, right? He starts shimmying down the tree. And you see the lion come over and kind of paw up at the tree like, oh, we're going to play a game? What are we doing here? The guy doesn't make it, Scott, 2 seconds.
I believe lions can climb trees.
And the lion has him dead to rights. Literally dead to rights.
Dead.
They did not euthanize the lion,
good,
by the way.
Good.
I know. In fact, the zoo staff said it never even crossed our minds because his behavior while tragic, was so outrageously stupid.
You don't euthanize animals for doing animal things.
By the way, the push to make raccoons a household pet was in February of 2025, and it made it all the way to a bill being introduced in the Kansas House of Representatives.
Of course it did.
But
We're taking this all the way to the governor, people.
You know, I read somewhere, and this was probably a couple of years ago, 75% of raccoons have rabies.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know until we were doing some research on this very program
that, why'd you do that?
The reason, no matter what happens when you get bit by a dog, and it always happens to be in Overland Park on 135th Street, by the way, y'all need to leash your animals. The reason you have to go immediately and get a rabies shot no matter what is because you will die like that. Is it 48 hours, Sam?
I believe once the symptoms set in,
you're dead.
You're done.
So that's why if you get bit by a dog runs off, you got to get the shot.
Once the symptoms set in, you cannot reverse them is what I understand.
You're gone.
Is that correct? Like you can stop the spread of rabies in your system as long as the symptoms haven't set in. But once they set in, there's no going back.
That's why no matter what, if you're bitten by, I don't know, a raccoon, you have to get the shot.
Well, here's a novel idea. Don't get bit by a wild animal.
Well,
or a domestic one for
in
that
Overland
matter.
Park, it's always on 135th Street. I don't know what the deal is there.
And then, I think there's a dog park down there.
We're trying to contact the owner.
Well, for example, like if I'm not mistaken, opossums cannot get rabies. Is that correct?
We're sure about that.
And if they can, it's very rare.
Yes, it is rare
for an opossum to get rabies
because their body temperature is too low to support the virus.
Right. And so, but this was like a year ago, and I didn't have a dog at the time. Stella had passed. I didn't get Lizzie yet. And I'm out back on my back patio, and I'm just sitting there sipping a cup of coffee early one morning. Tia just left for work. It's still kind of dark outside. And there's an opossum in my backyard.
I know they're friends. I know they eat bugs,
but they
gross me out.
They are friends. But you know what I didn't do, even though I knew if I got near it and even if it bit me, I couldn't get rabies? You know what I didn't do?
Ask if it needed a hug?
I didn't go near it.
Yeah.
Because they have sharp teeth.
We did pay to go near alligators last week, Sam.
That's awesome.
In Biloxi. And I mean...
What do you mean you paid to go.
We went on a gator refuge tour, and all that separated us from this 96,000 pounds of gator.
I mean, the mercy of God
was a fence.
Faith and hope, yeah.
Like a fence. And the girls were going over there like, oh my God, look how big. I'm like, let's back away just a little bit. These things were 90 years old. And so as wide as this entire studio table, as God is my witness, I've never seen anything that big in my entire life. I'm like, I don't want to go near it.
Are they dinosaurs?
Yeah. That's why I think I'm so fascinated by it. We talked about it. How come all the dinosaurs did not survive, but the birds and the alligators did?
Hmm. Sammy, you check that. Is an alligator a dinosaur?
I know for a fact birds are our closest relation to dinosaurs.
Yeah, that is correct. Birds and sharks were around when the dinosaurs were around.
I'm telling you, Scott, if you saw the size of these things.
Alligators are not dinosaurs. Mm. However, they are a close evolutionary cousin of the Archosaurus. Archosaurus.
Huh?
Look at the size. Look. I put one of my daughters in the foreground for scale. I go, stand there very quickly. I need scale.
Well, there was a fence separating them.
There's a sign there that says they can jump like a kangaroo, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
The sign says, warning, alligators can jump.
They leap forward.
I ain't going to find out.
Jump like somebody dunking a basketball.
Oh, that's what you're saying. They don't have a vertical.
Yeah.
They have a horizontal.
I didn't know. It literally was an
alligator 14 feet off the ground.
It was a chain link fence.
God, it's almost like he's flying.
We need more of these.
What would you stop for? Because I'm pro animal too, but I'm not stopping for a raccoon.
On the road?
I've driven by deer that were, it's very sad, freshly hit. You know, the last thing that crossed my mind was, I need to stop and take that deer.
But not in traffic.
Once the deer's been hit, you can't save it.
We had a guy in Johnson County about a month ago. And I felt guilty because I drove by and saw the hawk. A hawk was down. It looked dead. I swear to you, when I passed it, I thought, oh, someone hit a hawk. There's a dead hawk right there. A guy stopped, picked it up, put it on the Lost and Found Pets of Johnson County, had it in a blanket, and said, can anyone help me? Where do I take it? And sure enough, I think Ernie Miller Nature Center ended up taking him. And, you know, they rehabbed him. But this was like at the corner of like 75th and, you know, what, you know, sort of residential, yeah. Sort of not, you know, 30 miles an hour. If I'm on a high, like when I think raccoon, I think dead on the side of the highway. So, I'm not stopping.
There's only three animals in my life that I can remember stopping for. One was a dog.
Yeah.
And I just told it to get, and tried to like scare it off back into the neighborhood.
Right.
The other two times, would you care to guess?
Was it a turtle?
Both times.
Did you face it back the same way it was traveling?
So one time it was a snapping turtle.
Oh, God.
And you can tell by their beak.
Pointy.
Very pointy. Yeah. That's right.
I can't believe you went near it.
So that was on Holiday Drive in Shawnee. And I got a big stick. And if you put it near their mouth, they'll clamp down on it. And then you can just drag them off the road.
That is way more than I would. Okay.
I did that
pick
one time
up by the shell, but yeah.
Nuh-uh.
You really want to get that close?
That thing can go backward with its head, Sam, and kill you.
Okay.
What?
Up and around like an elephant's trunk. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. Unless you like your nubs.
Nothing she said is based in fact. But fun story. and then the other time, jeez Louise, the other time was over here by Horizons High School.
Yeah.
I was driving home from work one night, back to my house in Roland Park, and there was a little turtle trying to get across the street.
Residential neighborhood, I would do it. Shawnee Mission Parkway, I would not.
And it didn't smack you with its trunk?
Mm-mm.
Look it up. Those things can come up and back and around and bite you. I'm telling you.
They're the only turtle that can fly.
Look it up. I speak the truth. I'm going anywhere near those things.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ.
From the Johnson County Post, a little theme, detecting a theme here this hour. The city of Prairie Village is exploring banning monkeys. What about the one that already lives there? I swear to God. The city of Prairie Village is right now taking comment as they consider banning all monkey species, with apparently one potential exception, the one who already lives there.
They would like grandfather it in?
I think we call him grandfathered in monkey. After two discussions in the last month about an outright monkey ban, the Prairie Village City Council yesterday signaled a keen interest in making an exception for one spider monkey named Oakley, who currently lives within the city limits. Oakley, if you're curious, did attend the hearing in a baby stroller. Sam, wow. You cannot make this up.
Oh, they're cute.
Oh, yeah, spider monkeys are cute.
They are cute.
Most of the small monkeys are really cute.
Oakley's owner, Tony Skelton, says she first obtained Oakley in September of 2024. He was fully licensed, by the way, through the city that following April. The proposed monkey ban is coming back before the city council for a third discussion at a future meeting. This time, the ban will appear with an option for a conditional license that would allow Oakley to legally remain, even with a monkey ban in place. All kidding aside, does that surprise you?
They're, by the way, from Central and Northern South America.
They're the tiny little cute ones with the human faces, right?
I wouldn't call it a human face necessarily. They look like your classic monkey.
Are you surprised that, A, with all the stuff going on in the world, they're discussing an outright monkey ban, as if willy-nilly everyone in PV is running to a pet store to get a monkey, which I highly doubt, and B, that they would create an exception?
Well,
they've not done that with pigs and chickens and other things.
I don't know how they couldn't create an exception for this one spider monkey, but why? It's not a dangerous animal.
Oakley weighs 2 pounds, by the way.
This is not a chimpanzee that's going to eat your face off.
The language mirrors animal codes in a majority of neighboring cities, with exceptions like the city of Shawnee that will allow them with a special use permit for pet shops.
Well, you know why? Because of the pet stop.
Because of the one, yeah.
Because of the one monkey that's at the pet stop.
Now, is that all primate species?
All monkeys and their relative. It literally is going to be an all outright monkey ban.
So what about the people?
And the organizations
I knew you were going there.
That support this are the zoo associations, the Humane Society, the Kansas Animal Control Associations.
Why?
And the United States and the Doctors of Veterinary Medicine Association.
But again, I'll go back to the question. Why? It's not a dangerous animal. I mean, I can understand if a city says you cannot have a tiger. Or a lion. You know, these are dangerous animals. Or, you know, if you live in one of the suburbs or in Kansas City, Missouri, you can't have a zebra or a giraffe in your yard. It's not a zoo. You want to see a zebra or a giraffe, go to the zoo. But a small 2-pound monkey, spider monkey, for example, is not a dangerous animal. If it got loose, okay.
So long as you have the capacity to properly maintain that animal's life, I don't see a problem.
And treat it with kindness and respect.
Show me a picture of that monkey. She says the decision to get him was years in the making and, quote, a lifelong commitment.
I don't know how long they live, but I thought I saw 20 years.
She is a member of our family, she says, who depends on me every hour of every day. Uprooting her would be harmful to her and heartbreaking to us.
I don't disagree with that.
Now,
30 to 45 or more when in captivity. 30 to 45 years or more.
Okay, maybe it was 20 in the wild.
Wow.
Yeah, 22.
Really?
22 in the wild. Okay. 913-586-7798. Lisa in Lee's Summit. Lisa, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
So I did temporarily own some raccoons at one point in time. It was not on purpose. They are a lot of work. I don't think anybody just randomly should have one. In our case, we have about an 8-acre hobby farm, and we had known that there was a female raccoon that had made a nest in one of our trees back there. And she hadn't been there for days. I talked to a lot of conservation areas. I talked to a lot of specialists, talked to everybody I could. Raccoons, I guess, don't normally leave their babies, so it was odd she hadn't been there. They had started to come out looking for a place to go. some of them didn't make it, but two of them, we were able to save two of them, but we had to bottle feed them. We had to, you know, I had to teach them to go outside. I had to teach them to climb a tree. But we always knew that in our lives, in our hearts, that it was a rehab and release situation because they're wild animals. That's where they belong. They belong going and doing their thing. And so for us, they were very domesticated.
Okay.
They would follow me. They would chirp for me. They purr on you when they're very happy. They're great, but they do end up getting teeth. They do end up getting claws.
Yeah.
They do end up wanting to eat everything they can get into. So it's I've seen other people try to just take a raccoon and say, oh, I have a raccoon, but that's not, you know.
Not the way it works. Thank you for the call, Lisa.
It's not that easy.
The police chief in Prairie Village has previously told the city council that there was at least one, if not two, incidents involving the monkey in question.
Like what?
Oakley, at one point, who was off leash at the time, scratched a young child at a city park one day.
They do have long claws.
But they told the city council this was an accident, that the child's mother told animal control, who was called by a third party, that Oakley was just playing. So even the mother of the scratched child said Oakley was playing.
And of course, somebody else had to be offended on behalf of the real victim.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Karen.
Thanks a lot. Outside of that, apparently they took Oakley to the city's annual Jazz Fest celebration at Harmon Park. And they were asked to take the monkey home, which they did.
But again, that would fall into the capacity to care for it appropriately. You need to take it to situations where it's not going to accidentally scratch a child or situations where it's accepted.
Why would you take it to a performance in a park in the first place?
Right. Why are you taking your dog to the grocery store?
Trying to culture the monkey?
Do not get me started. You know, every airport we visited on the way to see my parents and back, they now have dog leash areas, run areas, waste areas.
They have one at KCI.
Yes.
Where you, it's like a AstroTurf.
Everybody's traveling with their dogs.
Where your dog can poop.
How did we get here?
We became soft, if I'm being honest. You don't, unless you are a soldier with PTSD, I don't understand the comfort dog.
None of the dogs I saw appeared to be service animals of any kind. They were just lap in strollers.
913.
Oh, can I see your baby? Ooh, that one has hair.
586-7798. Brad in Oak Grove. Brad, good afternoon.
Hi,
hello.
Brad.
Hey, part of the reason it's not allowed is back in the 50s down in Springfield, somebody had a mating pair of king cobras and they escaped.
Oh.
Really?
One of the most fascinating stories in Missouri history.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I love it.
I'm serious, dead serious. You can look it up. They were never seen again. I'm sure they died in the cold weather. But yeah, he had a mating pair of king cobras, and they escaped in the 50s.
Huh.
Oh, God.
I'll be darned.
So was it like all hands on deck, Sam, where everyone was?
There's a lot to the story. I can give it to you when we get back.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Jim in Shawnee. Jim, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I had a monkey when I was in high school, or grade school, all the way through high school. It was our family's. His name was Spiro. He was named after the vice president back then, and Spiro Agnew.
Right, we understand.
Best pet we ever had, but they're a lot of work.
What do you mean? Why do you say that?
They're just a lot of. I mean, why they're a lot of work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not. You can't potty train them. So they either wear diapers or they throw crap at you.
Do they really throw their poo, Jim?
Oh yes, yeah. That if they're bored or if they're not getting your attention, they'll throw their poo at you. But
you catch it.
You work with it, but he was the funniest. I've got stories. My grandkids still say, "Tell Spiro a story," and they're so smart. But when he died, and he died over 30 years ago.
Oh.
My mom died last year at 93, and there was a picture of Spiro on her refrigerator.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, 30 years later. And my dad mourned like I saw him. He didn't even tell us where he buried him. He was so upset about it because he felt responsible in some way. It died cold weather, we think, might have he spent the night outside, and that maybe didn't get him in early enough. But it's just, they're a great pet, but they're a lot of work, and not everybody should have them.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the call. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We'll get to the great snake scare of 1953 in just a moment, but don't forget, it is cold outside and we have just launched Coats for Kids 2025. Today is Giving Tuesday. If you can help us, we really could use your help this year for our campaign. It runs through December 19th, and $25 will buy a new coat for a child here in Kansas City who, for whatever reason, no fault of their own, doesn't have a coat to wear to school or out to play. Just go to kmbz.com, and you can make a donation if you'd be so kind, or go to KMBZ, or check that, text KMBZ Coats to 44321. That's 44321. And keep in mind, KMBZ Coats is one word. Our campaign only lasts 19 days this year. So if you can help us, we appreciate it. And thank you in advance. Sam, the great snake scare of 1953, Springfield, Missouri.
August 15th, 1953, Springfield was a bustling town of 65,000 people. Mm-hmm. One resident happened to notice a very large snake in their front yard. Didn't think anything of it. It's Springfield. They go to the garage. They grab a hoe. And as the story says here, they dispatch the snake.
Cut its head off.
Yeah. A week later, somebody across the street. Same thing. An unusually large snake. Nobody can figure out where these snakes are coming from. They also go and grab their hoe. No more snake in the front yard. So they go and
say garden utensil instead of hoe?
They go and they grab a local science teacher who is able to identify the snake as a king cobra from India, specifically an Indian king cobra. And they can't figure out, how did these snakes travel thousands of miles and where are they coming from? Well, it just so happens that there is an exotic pet shop in Springfield in the 1950s called Maurer Animal Company. So they go in, and the owner, who, you know, probably knew that these snakes were gone, didn't want to get in trouble.
Right.
So he tells police, I don't know. I'm not losing any snakes. I didn't miss any snakes. Third snake, fourth snake, fifth snake. The seventh snake is when things really got out of hand.
Oh, my gosh.
So there is a man who sees the seventh snake in his front yard, goes to the garage to grab his handy garden utensil that has dispatched the first, however many. And he comes back and the snake is gone. So they start out a full-on search. And I mean, people are freaking out because king cobras are very large and very scary looking. They take the police van and put a giant speaker on the roof of it and start driving around.
Here, snakey, snakey.
They are a mob protesting something with pitchforks and garden utensils with the speaker blaring at full blast. Snake charming music.
I wonder, those are the snakes that they charm and then they
come out of the basket.
They do the little worm outside of the basket.
Well, of course, that isn't real, so it didn't work.
Oh.
The snakes did not come out, and they go on having no idea what happened to the remaining four snakes. They know for a fact there were at least 11. And turns out, after years of investigation, they finally figure out that this exotic pet shop owner had given a exotic fish to a kid. They sold it to him.
Okay.
The fish died. Kid goes back in a week later, and the animal shop owner says, you know, that's tough. That's what happens. Animals die, and won't give him his money back. Well, as he's leaving that day, again, in August of 1953, he goes out back behind the shop, sees the crate of 11 king cobras.
There we go.
Breaks the lock.
Lets them
and
loose.
And leaves.
Well, should have given him a fish back.
So for months, you've got people walking around.
Oh, God.
Springfield, Missouri in the 1950s with garden hose and other garden utensils, making sure that they don't get attacked
by the
mysterious
king cobras.
What do you
mean the snake charming thing really doesn't work?
Yeah,
yes, it does.
I'm reading about that right now.
You have to have a flute. You have to know how to play it.
It's not a flute. But...
Well, it didn't work in this scenario. The snakes did not come out.
It's more like a recorder.
Snake charming started in ancient Egypt.
I would have guessed India, but okay, keep going.
Well, still does happen in Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Malaysia.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it didn't really work, but it didn't work in that situation.
I love that they like go around like with an ice cream truck.
Snake charming is even written about in the Bible. Psalm 58. Snake charming as it exists today probably originated in India. They consider the serpents to be sacred.
Until they kill you.
Yes, the snakes do not dance to music. They react to the other festivities around them.
The more you learn on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.